But ultimately,
Blog Talk Radio.
One of the things that I witnessed that a lot of young people have concerns and questions that a lot of times we miss as the body of Christ in church. There's like little tiny nuances and little conversations that we don't always get to get. So I say, let me touch on these topics. You know, obviously with the parents' permission, and we get, this is, you know, gospel music, or as I would call it, rhythm and gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not of anything of the world, but it also talks about those conversations that we're struggling in.
Well, I just think that it's so important that you do that, hear that, and then that is really the heart for that,
yes,
for the next generation.
Yes.
To be able to make sure that we are hearing them.
Yes.
You know, because they are on the fence.
Yeah.
Like you're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Mommy used to say all the time, they don't straddle the fence, baby. You need to be hot.
Yeah.
No shame. I heard that sermon plenty of times. So I said, maybe I need to speak to the people that's on the fence. Maybe I need to let them know that God does love you in spite of your past, whatever your transgressions are, whatever. Like, forgive yourself.
Amen.
Forgive yourself, you know, and tell yourself that you're better than your current situation and walk out of that. And that's what the song, I mean, when you listen to the music, it will sound a lot like, I don't know which station, the happening station out here in Arlington, but in South Florida we have 99 Jam,
mm-hmm,
and it plays like all the hits and stuff like,
mm-hmm,
that. And the kids, they're like the story of the Pied Piper. If you remember, he plays those whatever, and they'll put a ledge and eventually fall off.
Right.
And not knowing that there was no message in the music. There was nothing that was going to cater to their spirit, anything that was going to get them out of that jam. So they just follow it until eventually they, and this is no shot to 99 Jams, but really it's to the artist and some of the people who put this content out there for these kids to get when they're not even living that type of life. I mean, these people that I personally met doing secular music, I was able to see some people who were, how can I say this? They were singing and rapping songs for a lifestyle that they don't even live themselves.
Wow.
But meanwhile, the consumers, the kids, they're actually buying into this thing as if, you know, that's what they really do.
Right.
So they tattoo their face. Don't tattoo your own face.
Wow.
Like, they can tattoo their face because this is their job.
Right.
To deceive you into